Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Welcome back to the She Lives Purposely podcast. I am Megan Edmonds, your host. And if you want to be encouraged and equipped to live how God calls you to live purposefully, then this show is for you. I want to say too, I do not take it for granted that you are listening today. Thank you for being here at the She Lives Purposely podcast. Also, I don't know about you, but I am loving this fall season. Donnie and I have been embracing soups, apples, pumpkin foods, and even brewing some cozy flavored kombucha, which is a new hobby that my husband has. So what are you loving about this time? Another notable moment about the fall season, of course, is Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is such a sweet time where often, you know, we think about food, the family and friends, and maybe even the deals that come around that time too, the Black Friday sales, all that good stuff. We might even think of it, honestly, as our hurdle to get to the Christmas season. With my husband and two, when I was living with my parents and sister, I am just ready to put up the Christmas tree ASAP after Thanksgiving. But Thanksgiving, of course, is a reminder of something bigger, a heart of thankfulness. And friend, thankfulness is so powerful. It helps combat discontentment, comparison, envy, so huge. And it also helps to bring joy as we sit with gratitude for what we do have instead of a desire or even bitterness about what we don't have. Today, I want to talk with you about thankfulness. In the spirit of Thanksgiving, I've got a cozy fall flannel on, and I want to dive into the real power of thankfulness, but also some ways to actually develop a thankful heart and fight discontentment that hopefully will last past Thanksgiving and past Christmas and go into the new year and beyond. I'm realizing lately that this is something I honestly need to work on, so let's dive in. Okay, so first let's talk about the power of thankfulness. Thankfulness is actually a way to combat anxiety. In Philippians 4:4-7, you and I are called to rejoice in the Lord and not to be anxious, but instead to pray or petition with thanksgiving. The call to pray with thanksgiving comes right after a call to not be anxious as an alternative to anxiousness. Thanksgiving also, you know, talking about the power of Thanksgiving, brings peace that will guard our hearts and minds. We know that same truth from this Philippians 4:4-7. And if you think about it, when I'm thankful, instead of looking around at what everybody else is doing, like we're all racing each other, or I'm just discontent with my own life and then striving desperately with it, when I'm not doing those things, I am a lot more at peace. When I look at life and the things around me with thankfulness to God, I'm also reaffirming that God sees this, which brings peace. And two, we talked about the power of thankfulness. Thankfulness is something that we're called to over and over and over again in God's word. Here are just some examples for you. I think I have four verses for you. The first one is Psalm 100:4. It says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise." Colossians 3:15 tells us point blank, be thankful. Psalm 136:1 tells us to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 tells us to rejoice always and pray continually and to give thanks in all circumstances. And it says that this is God's will for you. So we know that thankfulness is important, we know it's powerful, and we know that it is something that God actually calls us to. So how do we become more thankful and honestly even fight discontentment as a Christian? I was just listening to another podcast by Kristen Johns, and she mentioned this, and I thought it was a great idea, but one way we can do this is to write a list of things that you are thankful for. And, you know, feel free to add to it over time. I don't do this right now. It's something that I want to start doing, but I'm curious if you already do this or if this is kind of something that you would want to start doing with me too. Adding to that, whether it's a list that you have, or maybe it's just what you know you're thankful for in your head, or you're thinking over those things, think over or look over that list every morning, maybe even specifically during your quiet time with Jesus, and pray over those things, just saying thank you to God for giving you those things. Maybe it's your family, a spouse, or kids, or siblings, or parents, or cousins, whoever. Maybe it's a job you have, even if you don't like the job, but it pays the bills and it provides for you, and you want to thank the Lord for it. Maybe right now it feels like everything is taken from you, but God, and you want to thank Him just simply for standing by your side and thank Him that He won't forsake you. Friend, believe me, I feel like that is the biggest thing to be thankful for when going through hard times is just, Jesus, thank you that you are with me, that you are standing by me, that you go before me, just thanking Him for Him. And two, you know, there's a number of things that it could be, your apartment or your house, maybe even food for this week, whatever it is, just write out or recall to mind a list of things, and every morning thank God for those things. Another thing, and this ties a little bit into it, but prayer as well is so huge. Again, going back to that Philippians 4 section, as an antidote to anxiety, we're called to be praying and even asking for things with thanksgiving. So just taking a moment of your time daily to say, thank you, God, for you are good, or to thank Him specifically for things that you're actually not that thankful about. Again, maybe you don't love your job, but you can be thankful that you have one, things like that. And then two, another way to really honestly develop more of a thankful heart, and this one's really nitty gritty practical, is spend less time on social media. Comparison, friend, is the thief of joy, and social media is full of it. So maybe if you're struggling with discontentment or thankfulness or comparison, struggling against discontentment and comparison and struggling to have thankfulness, maybe one thing that you can do is spend less time on social media. All right, friends, I hope that this was an encouragement to you, just talking about the power of thankfulness, you know, two, how much the Lord actually calls us to thankfulness, and then four ways to be more thankful, especially as we enter the season of Thanksgiving and beyond. I hope this was encouraging to you. And now it is time for Dear Meg. All right, so this question says, hi, love this ministry and this show that makes my heart so happy. And then they said, I have a question. Any advice on starting a podcast and ministry like She Lives Purposefully? That is so sweet. I would say, and I don't get commission from this. I do get commission from the ads themselves, of course, but like from just talking about it, I don't get commission. So this is a genuine advice. The Spotify for Podcasters platform is genuinely really cool because you can just upload your episodes. And of course, you want to have like the right mic. I'm actually planning on upgrading my mic soon, equipment, but like if you can record it on your phone if you wanted to, and you upload it to that platform, and then they work on distributing it everywhere, so you don't have to worry about that. They can also do video. You can also get paid with ads with them, and it's totally free, so I think that's a great platform to start on. If you're looking to do video and have a cool recording like platform to use, Riverside is also really great. That's what I use personally. So those would be really practical tips on starting a podcast, is Spotify for Podcasters as your platform to upload your episodes to, and using Riverside to record those things. My microphone right now is a Blue Yeti, if that's helpful too. And then two, just from a really kind of spiritual side, I would say one, just pray about it so much and really just ask the Lord to do what He would have in your life through the ministry that you want to start or a podcast that you want to start, and ask Him too, like, Lord, what would you want me to share? And he is going to, you know, show you or guide you, and then step out in faith in those things too, with an open hand and an open heart to what the Lord might have for you to do. And then I guess too, another practical thing is to get really specific and niche on like what you want to talk about in your podcast or your ministry. But I'm excited to see. Definitely message me again once you start your ministry or podcast. I would love to check it out. That's so, so cool. But those would be some practical and spiritual tips that I would have for you. And I'm so honored that you love She Lives Purposely. I'm so glad that you feel like it's an encouraging place for you just to be, you know, encouraged in your walk with Christ and to live purposely. So this is so cool. Yeah, that's my advice there. I hope that that is helpful. All right, friends, that is our conversation for today. But I just wanted to say, if you are not already, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode. We actually don't have an episode next week because next week is Thanksgiving. Of course, let me know what you think about the podcast. One of the best ways that you can love on this podcast is to take 30 seconds and leave a 5-star rating. And if you're on Apple Podcasts or the podcast app, to leave a review too. And of course, wherever you're listening from, whether it's Apple, Spotify, or YouTube, be sure you hit that follow or subscribe button. Friend, you are not alone in following Jesus, and I hope that this place is a reminder of that. I love you, friend. Live purposefully and live for Jesus.